Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning, let's take a look at Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. In this passage, Paul speaks of the assurance of faith in Jesus and its effect on our lives. He speaks of the sacrificial death of Jesus and his atonement for our sins. This is a theme that is played heavily in churchland, but many people will be surprised to know that there are different ways of understanding what we call atonement theology. It does not have to be read as a blood sacrifice of God by God. As a child growing up in the Episcopal Church in the States, I heard time after time in word and song the notion that Christ died for our sins. The blood of Christ was a regular image, and time and again it was preached to us that it was our own sinful lives that brought this about. We had all sinned, we had been born in original sin as a leftover from the story of Adam and Eve, and that we all needed to be punished. We were told that God decided to send God's self in the human form in the person of Jesus, and that this son was always in line as the ultimate sacrificial goat. We were told that once the ultimate sacrifice was made on our behalf, we were free and clear. We could now be okay with God. Even as a child, I saw holes in this theology large enough to drive a truck through. It made no sense then, and it makes no sense now. If God is love, and if the history of Scripture tells us from the early Hebrew people onward that God abhors human sacrifice, then why would the God of love sacrifice God's own Son? I challenge this notion. I believe with many theologians that we humans are not born into original sin, but into original grace. We are born of love and through love, and with God's grace we grow in love. We who grew up in a prosperous day and place felt God's love in the people around us, family, friends, teachers, and mostly we tried to live out God's love ourselves. When Paul speaks of the sacrificial death of Jesus, my challenge is to preach a new understanding of what that sacrifice truly looks like. Consider this. The sin, the brokenness of our lives, is the systemic sin that we are confronted with as we grow. We are not born with it, but we encounter it day after day. The sin is not one of individuals, although, of course, as we get older, each one of us commits our own share of offenses. But this is not what Jesus died for. Jesus came into this world as God embodied, or we could say love incarnate. In Jesus, there were no barriers to love, the sort of barriers each one of us has firmly in place, whether we acknowledge it or not. Jesus loved without reservation. He preached love without barriers. He saw such hurt and injustice in this world and saw the systems that kept people locked into their burdens, systems of power and empire that few could confront. And yet Jesus did. He preached time and again how the first will be last and the last will be first. He healed those who others had left to stagnate or to die. He spoke truth to power over and over, and for this he was sent to his death, not because the creator of all good things decided to be a blood-hungry person, not because of some vengeful substitution that was called for to set things right between God and humanity. Jesus knew, likely all his life, that his barrier-free love would get him into trouble someday, and yet he persisted. He knew, likely all his life, that his overflowing love for humanity would lead to a struggle with the Roman powers and even some of the leaders of his own faith community of Jews. And yet, he persisted. His message of love and his invitation into a new relationship with God was so important to him that he kept on. He would not stop even when the inevitable happened, and he was betrayed and arrested, beaten and crucified. This is the sin for which he died, the complicity of the powers that could not accept his assertion that his kingdom was not of this world. He knew that he could not recant his own love and teaching. He would not bow down before the Roman Empire, even when offered the chance. He knew to the depth of his soul and being that the only way to stay true to his message was to walk to that cross willingly. He could do no less. And yes, we are set free through the death of Jesus. By conquering death in the resurrection, Jesus had freed us, saved us from fearing death. And now that we've been freed from the fear of death, we can give ourselves to love freely, knowing that death has no hold over us either. We are free to live the lives of abundant love that is God's wish for all of us. Thanks be to God, Jesus died not to absolve us from our sins, but for the freedom to live in love, now and forever. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.